Dr. Ishmael, ISM, AIL, Interventional Cardiology, dictating office visit on Jasmine, J-A-Z-Z-M-E-N, Patton, P-A-T-T-O-N, date of birth 4-1-1989, date of service January 15, 2013. The patient's referred to us from Dr. Basil, B-A-S-I-L, Quandil, Q-A-N-D-I-L, for palpitations. The patient's 33-year-old female, who had been in her usual state of health until a few months ago when she started complaining of having non-specific symptoms of occasional palpitations without any special timing. They seem to occur gradually, resolve gradually. Also, she has been complaining of having some sharp intermittent chest pains without any special timing that occur at rest, occasionally on exertion. The patient also has been complaining of having leg pains and weakness. Her leg pain and weakness is non-specific, occasionally it occurs at rest, and sometimes on exertion. The patient does have a history of iron deficiency anemia, and she's on iron therapy. She denied any dizziness, lightheadedness, syncope or near syncope symptoms, no orthopnea, PND, and no leg swelling. She does perform her daily activity without significant limitations. Past medical history remarkable for iron deficiency anemia on iron therapy. History of occasional bronchitis. Next item, current medication. Patient takes vitamin C daily, iron 325 mg PO daily, vitamin D once weekly, Motrin PRN. Next item, family history. Remarkable for parents with coronary artery disease, parents with hypertension, parents with parents with hypertension and with peripheral arterial disease, grandparents with diabetes. Social history, patient does not smoke. She drinks alcohol occasionally, no history of drug abuse. She does have two children, 3-year-old daughter and 6-year-old son. She works as a waitress and she does take birth control. Systems, general, constitutional, no fever, chills, weight loss, and mass weight, HENT, no hearing loss or visual changes, cardiovascular as mentioned above, respiratory, no dyspnea exertion, no cough or hemoptysis. She does have history of occasional bronchitis. Hematologic, she has history of iron deficiency anemia, she's on iron therapy, no bleeding disorder. And gastrointestinal, there's no diarrhea or constipation, endocrine, no history of diabetes or known thyroid disorder. musculoskeletal. She has non-specific leg pain and leg weakness. No known history of rheumatoid arthritis, rheumatic heart disease, or rheumatic fever. Genitourinary is negative. Skin, no rashes. Next item, physical examination. Patient had no apparent distress at rest. Her blood pressure 123 over 64. Heart rate is 90 per minute. And she's in normal sound rhythm. There's no significant JVD or neck masses. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Cardiac auscultation reveals normal S1, S2. No murmurs, gallop, or rub. Abdomen reveals no masses. No CVA tenderness. No peripheral edema pitting. No pitting. Peripheral edema, no neurological deficit, musculoskeletal examination, otherwise unremarkable. Next item, ancillary data, EKG performed in a clinic reveals normal sinus rhythm with sinus arrhythmia and non-specific T-wave changes. Next item, cardiovascular assessment and plan. Number one, non-specific symptoms, including palpitations, occasional leg pain and weakness. Probably related to anemia. However, we will perform, we need to rule out SVT. We will perform Holter monitor. Cardiovascular assessment and plan. Number one, non-specific palpitations. We need to rule out SVT. We will perform Holter monitor. Also, we will perform exercise treadmill stress test. Symptoms could be related to anemia. However, we will evaluate patient further after above mentioned tests. Number two, non-specific leg pain and weakness could be related to anemia. However, we will perform ABI. For further evaluation. Third, atypical chest pain. Could be related to anemia and palpitation. We'll perform echocardiogram for further evaluation along with exercise treadmill stress test. See the patient again for follow-up in the next few weeks with above mentioned tests for further evaluation. She is encouraged to call us sooner with any problems or concerns. Indication on Jasmine Patton. Please send a copy of this report to Dr. Basil, B-A-S-I-L, Quandl, Q-A-N-D-I-L, M-D. His address is 9222 Joseph Campus Street, Suite A, Hamtramck, Michigan, 48212. Indication, thank you.